were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. So we can see here in Revelation chapter 7, God told us there's 144,000 of the tribe of the children of Israel were sealed.
那我们在启示录这里看到神跟我们说以色列百姓有 14,400人受印。
So from verse 5 to verse 8, they name the 12 tribes.
所以从第五节到第八节, 他们就把十二支派列出来。
But you notice one thing.
但是我们会发觉一件事情,
the tribe of Ephraim is not in there.
以法莲支派却不在这个名中。
So what happened to the Ephraimites?
那以法莲人他们到底怎么了呢?
Why they were not one of the tribes that were sealed on the last day?
为什么他们不是其中受印的一个支派呢?
When you think about the Ephraimites,
若我们就想想以法莲支派,
even though Ephraim was the second born of Joseph,
虽然以法莲是约瑟的第二个儿子,
but he was blessed with just like the firstborn.
但是他得到这个大儿子的福分。
But on the book, in the book of Revelation,
但是在启示录里面,
the tribe of Ephraim no longer is there.
以法莲支派已经不在这里。
So what happened to them?
所以到底发生什么呢?
Let's see the beginning, how good they were, right?
我们来看他们刚开始的时候是多么的好。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 48.
我们请翻到创世纪第38节。
Genesis chapter 48 verse 14.
创世纪第48章。
Genesis 48,
14. 第48章第14节。
Then Israel stretched out his right hand and laid on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hand knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Verse 17.
17节.
Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeases him, so he took the whole of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Verse 18.
18节.
And Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. Verse 19.
19.
But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become multitude of nations. So we can see here from the beginning, Ephraim was the second born of Joseph.
所以我们从一开始就看到以法莲是约瑟的次子。
But before, when Joseph brought his sons before Jacob.
但是当约瑟把他两个儿子带到雅各面前。
So Jacob, instead of blessing the firstborn first, instead, on with his right hand, instead he blessed Ephraim, which is the second born.
那我们看到雅各却是把右手按在这个以法莲的头上。 不是在马拿西这个长子的头上。
Because during this time, Jacob, his eyes already dim, he was very old.
因为那时候雅各已经年纪相当大, 眼睛也看不清楚。
So his father, Joseph thought his father was old, so he could not see which one the older and which one is the younger.
所以约瑟就以为他的父亲因为已经非常年老, 看不出哪个才是长子。
That's why he went ahead to remove his father's hand.
所以他才把他这个父亲的手拿开。
But his father knew exactly what he was doing.
但是他的父亲知道他自己在做什么。
So his father said, No, my son, even though Manasseh would be great, but Ephraim can be even greater.
但他就跟他儿子说,儿子啊,虽然马拿西会非常的昌大, 但是他的兄弟会比他更大。
So this means from the beginning, you can see the grace of God is with the Ephraimites.
所以我们看到从一开始神的恩典就跟以法莲支派在一起。
Now just like for you and I,
就跟我们一样。
You know, if the Jews were to believe Jesus Christ was God, you and I actually, we should not be the one being saved.
如果犹太人当初有相信耶稣就是基督, 那今天我们就没有得救的这个机会。
But because they reject the gospel,
但是因为他们拒绝了福音,
so the gospel come to you and I.
所以福音才会来到我们。
In other words, the grace of God come upon you and I.
换句话说, 神的恩典临到我们。
So now we are blessed among all the people.
所以我们现在才是在所有人当中是蒙福的。
But one thing we need to keep in mind.
但是我们必须记住的一点,
are we going to make it all the way to the end days?
我们有办法一直存活到末日吗?
Yes, Ephraimites were blessed from the beginning.
是的，以法莲支派从一开始就得蒙福。
But the whole tribe disappeared in the book of Revelation.
但是这整个支派在启示录就消失。
So we must learn from them.
所以我们必须从他们学习。
What were their weaknesses?
他们的弱点是什么？
Why did they displease God so much?
为什么他们是这么让神不喜悦？
Actually, their first weakness is that the Ephraimites, they are very lazy.
那我们看到以法莲支派的第一个弱点就是他们的非常懒惰。
Listen to the book of Joshua chapter 17.
我们请翻到约书亚记第十七章。
Joshua chapter 17.
约书亚记第十七章。
Joshua chapter 17.
约书亚记第十七章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Joshua chapter 17 verse 14.
约书亚记第十七章第十四节。
Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua saying,Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit? Since we are great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now. Verse 15.
15节。
So Joshua answered them, If you are great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountain Ephraim are too confined for you. Verse 16.
16节。
But the children of Joseph said, The mountain country is not enough for us,And all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariot of iron, both those who are of Bethshean and its towns, and those who are of the valley of Jezreel. So we can see during this time, right? So they went to complain against Joshua.
我们看到这里，他们向约书亚来抱怨。
So they complained that the land, the mountain Ephraim, is too small for them.
他们去抱怨说以法莲的这个山地太窄小。
Not only that, they boast that they are great people.
但不只是这样子，他们自己很骄傲的说他们是一个伟大的族。
So Joshua told them.
所以约书亚就跟他们说。
Yes, if you are great people.
如果你们族人真的是很多。
Then go up to clear the country, right? To the forest country and clear a place there for yourself.
你们就在这个树林中砍柴。
But before you go there, you must know that the Perizzites and the giants also live there.
但是你去之前，你要知道说，这些迦南人都还是住在那边。
So first, they were not happy in what they have.
所以第一，他们对他们拥有的不高兴。
And then they thought they were great people.
那第二，他们认为自己很伟大。
And third.
第三
Joshua already gave him an idea. Yes, if you want a big land, you can inherit it.
约书亚已经给他们一个方法。如果你们需要更多土地，你可以去自己夺取。
But you must do work.
但是你必须去工作。
Yes, the forest country, there's much land there.
这些树林是有很多土地。
But before you go there, you must go and clear the way and then destroy the parasite, right? And, you know, and the giants who live in that area.
但是如果你想要夺取这个树林地，你必须把这边的这些人都清除掉。
But what did the Ephraimites say to Joshua?
但是以法莲人对约书亚说什么呢？
And look at verse 16, right?
我们看第十六节。
And they say to him, look, they have chariot of iron.
他们就对约书亚说，这些人有铁车。
And then both those who are in Bethshean and his town, see all them, they have chariot of iron.
他们就说住在这些城里人都有铁车。
So what does this mean?
所以这是什么意思呢？
Even though they want a bigger piece of land, but have no faith that God would give them this inheritance that should belong to them.
虽然他们想要更大的一块土地，但是他们没有信心神会赐给他们这块土地。
So they don't want to go.
所以他们就不想去。
But look at in verse 17.
但是我们看第十七节。
And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are of great people and have great power. You should not have only one lot."
所以约书亚对约瑟家，就是以法莲和马拿西人说，你们是族人大族大人多，并且强盛，不可仅有一块之地。
Then verse 18.
那十八节。
But the mountain country should be yours, although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its furthest extended you shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariot and are strong. So here there's no doubt.Yes, the enemies are strong who lives in that forest country.
所以我们看第十八节知道说这些住在这个树林地的敌人是非常的强大。
But Joshua also tells, but you are great people.
但是约书亚对他们说你们是 主大人多的。
You have great power.
你们是强盛的。
In other words, there's no problem for you to go and destroy them and inherit that land.
换句话说，如果你们要去把这些人都赶出去，是你们是有办法的。
But of course, the Ephraimites keep complaining.
但是以法莲人一直抱怨。
And they keep finding excuses.
他们一直是找借口。
So this is one of the problems. This one of their weakness. Why they cannot make it in the book of Revelation.
所以我们就看到这是他们其中一个弱点，这就是他们没有办法一直存活到启示录的一个原因。
So what's that mean for you and I nowadays?
那今天对我们来说又是什么呢？
We know the heavenly kingdom is standing right before us.
我们知道天国就站在我们面前。
And God gave us His Spirit, His power, and His strength.
神也赐给我们他的灵，他的能力。
But we must have faith.
但是我们必须要有信心。
To know we must inherit the heavenly kingdom.
我们必须知道我们要继承天国。
Yes, even though we have strong enemies before us.
虽然我们面前是有强大的敌人。
But God already gave victory over them.
但是神已经赐给我们胜过他们的胜利。
So why not go and take it?
所以我们为什么就不要去夺取这块土地呢？
So we should not find excuses.
所以我们不能去找借口。
We know strength.Come from prayer and reading the Bible.
我们知道力量是从读经跟祷告来的。
But even just prayer and read the Bible seems so difficult for you and I.
但是有时候甚至连读经祷告对我们来说都是很困难的。
But at the same time, every time we pray, we want God to be right in front of us.
但是我们每次祷告就希望神站在我面前。
It doesn't work this way.
但是事情不是这样子的。
To inherit the promised land.
如果我们要继承这应许之地，
It's a very difficult task.
是非常困难的一件事情。
That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以神才会赐给我们圣灵。
But you and I must use the Holy Spirit and His power to overcome our enemies.
所以我们必须用圣灵的能力来胜过我们这些敌人。
But if we don't train ourselves.
但是如果我们不训练自己，
It's really difficult to be able to overcome our enemies.
我们要胜过我们的敌人是非常困难的。
When I first came to this country,
我刚开始来到这个国家的时候，
because for many years I never have enough food to eat.
因为有很多年我都不够食物吃。
Even though I was tall, but I was very skinny.
所以虽然我长得很高，但是也非常的瘦。
If you know my nephew Seven, I was like as skinny as he is, right? But I was taller, right?
如果你看过我的侄儿 Seven, 我就跟他一样瘦，只是比他高一点。
When I was around 9-10 years old, all you see is my two legs look like two sticks, right? That's it.
所以你看到，如果我九十岁的时候，我就像我两只腿就好像这个筷子一样。
So when I start going to school, of course, kids used to, you know, want to beat me up, right?
就刚开始来这里上学的时候，学校就很多小孩会来欺负我。
First, because I'm Asian, right?
第一，因为他们看到我是亚洲人。
Second, because I'm skinny.
第二，因为我很瘦。
So when I go to school, I was always afraid.
所以我每次去上课的时候，我都非常的害怕。
But then I start to build myself up.
但是我就开始来锻炼自己。
So now, of course, I study karate, right?
因为那时候我在学空手道。
Of course, I eat more food.
但我就吃更多食物。
Right? And then when I got to high school, I start to lift weights.
那我到高中的时候就开始来这个练体重。
But I remember vividly the first time I went to lift weight.
那我记得我第一次去用这个。
I went to the gym. I went to the gym, right?
健身运动的时候。
Of course, back then, Gold's Gym was very popular back then, right?
那当时这个 Gold's Gym 的这个健身房是非常受欢迎的。
Because all those guys in there, they are huge, right?
因为在里面会健身的这些人都是非常庞大。
Even the women in there are 3 times my size, right? They're all buff, right? The women, right?
就连去那里的女人都是大概比我大三倍。
And every time they lift, like, you know, they curl 100 pounds, right? 100 pounds weight, right? They curl, right?
那他每次举起这个都是一百多磅的。
And they used to have their shirt off and they look in the mirror, they keep going, like that, right?
那他们经常就会把上衣脱掉，然后对着镜子这样把这些一百磅的东西举起来。
Can you imagine how embarrassed I was when I went there with a skinny kid, right?
所以你可以想象我是身为一个很瘦的男孩跑到这里面是多不好意思。
I'd be curling 15 pounds, right?
所以我用健身的时候都是用这个15磅的。
You think when I curl 15 pounds, do I yell like that?
你想如果我用15磅的，我还会叫出这个声音吗？
Usually I go in the corner by myself and try to lift, right?
通常我都是跑到角落自己一个人在那里健身。
And I know they looking at me like, oh, look at this scrawny kid. I know they thinking about that, right?
那我知道其他人看到我就是说，就一定在想说这个这么瘦的小孩在这里干什么？
And I remember one time I was doing decline. Decline is you upside down, you try to do weights, right, for your lower chest, right?
那我记得有一次我是
做这个 for your upper chest, right? For your upper chest.
把我自己掉下从颠倒掉下来，然后是来 And
one time I was upside down at about, you know, 45 pounds plate on each side, right?
有一次我是, 做这种运动, 然后两边都有40磅的这个重量。
That's only 135 pounds, right?
所以加起来才130磅。
So I was lifting, right?
就在那里做运动。
So the first couple I was doing all good, right? Like feeling so good, right?
做前几次的时候都做得不错。
And then I think my last one I got stuck.
那我做最后一个时候我就卡住。
So when I came down on the weight and I couldn't pick it back up, right?
所以这个仪器下来的时候我就举不起来。
Because it was too heavy for me.
因为对我来说太重了。
Then I wouldn't really know what to do, right?
所以那时候我就不想要做什么。
Because then I tried to say help, like that, right?
因为那时候我就一直想叫救命救命，但是叫不出来。
And I remember I heard this guy, this huge guy walking like this, like that, right?
那时候就记得听到有这种其中一个很庞大的这个人走过来。
And he went over there, 135 pounds. All he did is like. And he just put it like that, right?
他走过来的时候就把这个130磅的仪器就很轻松地把它拿开。
I was so embarrassed, right?
那时候我是觉得非常的不好意思。
Everybody was looking at me, right?
每个人都在看着我。
So every time I go to gym, I'm always feel embarrassed.
所以我每次去健身房的时候都感到很不好意思。
But that did not stop me.
但是这个没有阻止我。
Why? Because I had a goal.
因为我有一个目标。
The goal is to be in good shape, to be buff, right?
我的目标是我要锻炼自己的身体, 让我的肌肉。
So after that, I continue to go to the gym, right?
所以那时候我还是继续去健身房。
Actually, after a while, I also took my shirt off.
那过了不久, 我开始做运动的时候也把上衣脱掉。
And after a while, I know that gym used to call me Bruce Lee, right?
那我就知道过了不久, 这个健身房他们都会叫我李小龙。
But that's like 4 years later.
但是那是4年之后,
and I was in great shape.
那时候我身体就锻炼好。
So in our faith, right?
就在我们信仰里面,
we had to put effort into it. If we want to be buff, right, in faith, right?
如果我们在信仰里面要锻炼自己, 我们必须去努力。
You know, Satan is like a bully, right?
因为我们知道这个撒旦就好像会欺负小孩的人。
When he looks at you,
他看着我们的时候,
you look skinny, right?
我们是看起来非常小瘦。
All you see is your two little legs, right?
他只看到我们这两只瘦瘦的腿在那里抖。
And your arm so small, right?
看到我们的手是这么的小。
You think Satan will be afraid of you?
你想说撒旦会害怕吗?
He will not.
他不会害怕。
But he will look at us, right?
但他如果看着我们,
spiritually speaking, we are all buff, right?
如果在灵里面我们是非常的强壮。
You think Satan want to be mess around with us?
你想说撒旦还会想来欺负我们吗?
Of course not.
他当然不会。
I remember this one kid in middle school.
我记得我在中学的时候有一位小孩。
His name is Patrick Osgood. I can never forget his name, right?
他的名字叫 Patrick Osgood. 我永远忘不了他的名字。
Him and his three brothers always pick on me.
因为他跟他三个兄弟总是一直欺负我。
But back then, because I was so skinny, right?
因为那时候我是非常的瘦。
And every day I go to school, I used to be so afraid.
所以我每次去上学的时候，我都很害怕。
I go all different ways to get to school, but his brothers and him always find me to beat me up, right?
我虽然会找不同的路去上学，但是我不管走哪条路去上学，他跟他兄弟都会找来围殴我。
But after I studied karate. Right.
但是我学了空手道之后,
I become big a little bit.
我体重加重了之后,
I remember one day in class.
我记得有一天在上课的时候,
and he came and tried to bully me, right?
他就来找我麻烦。
Now don't do this. I did this all before Christ, right? What I'm saying, about bullying, right?
不要跟我学习, 因为这都是我信主之前, 我只是在跟你分享。
I was so mad at him, I picked him by the throat and put him against the blackboard, right?
那时候因为他欺负我呢, 我是非常的生气, 所以我就抓着他的颈子, 把他,
and I say to him, if you ever bother me again, I swore, right, at him, right?
把他钉在这个黑板上了, 我跟他说, 你以后再欺负我, 我就骂他脏话。
From then on, he never bothered me again.
那从那之后, 他就再也没有欺负我。
So, you know, when we're in front of Satan,
那我们在撒旦面前,
he's like a big bully.
他就好像一个这种会,
if you and I not filled with the word of God and filled with the spirit of God, he always gonna pick on us.
他就一个好像很喜欢欺负小孩的人。 如果我们在 神的道理总是不强壮, 他永远会找我麻烦。
But if we just like the Ephraimites,
但是如果我们像以法莲人,
always find excuses why not to build our faith,
总是一直找借口说不想锻炼我们的信仰,
then how can you and I be strong enough to enter the heavenly kingdom?
那我们怎么有办法够强壮能进入天国呢?
Yes, the enemy have chariot of iron.
因为我们知道敌人是有铁车。
Yes, they have giants.
敌人是有巨人。
But can it be bigger than their God?
但是他们会比神更大吗？
Can anything in this world bigger than our God?
世界上有任何东西比神更强大吗？
Of course not.
当然没有。
But you and I must have the faith.
但是我们必须要有这个信心。
Every day we must, you know, spiritually pray, and you know, every day we must read the word of God.
我们必须每天在灵里祷告，去读神的道。
When we be able to do that,
如果我们能做到这一点，
and then we also will become strong.
我们也会强壮起来。
When we become strong, then Satan no longer bully you and I.
当我们强壮起来之后，撒旦就不会再欺负我们。
But look at the Ephraimites.
但是我们看以法莲人。
The Ephraimites are the largest tribe among the other 11 tribes.
以法莲人是在十二支派当中最大的一个支派。
But they always complain.
但他们总是一直在
抱怨。They always find reason why not to inherit the land they're supposed to go with for them.
总是一直去找这个不要去继承他们眼前的 这块土地的借口。
If you and I have this kind of mentality,
如果我们有这种想法，
there's no way we can reach the heavenly kingdom.
我们是永远达不到天国的。
We must put great effort to be able to strengthen ourselves to be able to make it to the heavenly kingdom.
我们必须努力的让自己强壮起来，才能进入天国。
And the book of Proverbs chapter 6.
那在箴言第六章，
tell us, look at the ants.
他就教导我们要去看蚂蚁。
The ants has no captain.
因为蚂蚁没有任何队长。
They have no rulers.
他们也没有任何。
But they always gather what they need for the winter.
他们总是为冬天来预备。
Ants, they are so small.
那我们看蚂蚁是这么的小。
But they have wisdom.
但是他们却有智慧。
The wisdom they know the winter is coming.
他们的智慧就是知道冬天会来。
So they must gather food for that winter.
所以他们必须为这个冬天来收集食物。
And we know.The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming.
所以我们知道主耶稣第二次来临，快要到了。
Are we ready?
我们预备好了吗？
Are we prepared for that day of judgment?
我们已经为这个审判日预备好了吗？
If not, we must continue to strengthen ourselves.
如果还没有的话，我们必须继续的来让自己强壮起来。
Of course, we can find many different excuses why we should not read the Bible and why we should not pray.
当然，我们可以找出很多不同的借口，说为什么我们不需要祷告，不需要读圣经。
But on the end, doesn't matter what kind of excuses we have.We're not going to make it and enter the heavenly kingdom.
但是到结束的时候，就算我们找什么借口都没有用，因为我们进不了天国。
So don't be like the Ephraimites.
所以我们不要学习以法莲人。
Let's go book of book of Judges.
我们先翻到士师记
chapter 8,
第八章。
The book of Judges chapter 8.
士师记第八章。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
第一到三节。
The book of Judges chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 3.
士师记第八章一到三节。
Now the men of Ephraim said to him.Why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight with the Midianite? And they reprimand him sharply. Verse 2.
第二节。
So he said to them, What have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of the Ephraim better than the vintage of Ebersah? Verse 3.
第三节。
God has delivered into your hands the prince of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison with you? Then the anger toward him subsided when he said that.You can see actually in Judges chapter 8.
我们从士师记第八章这里看到。
Not only they are lazy, but they also, right, troublemaker.
我们看到以法莲人不但是非常的懒惰，他们就是会制造麻烦。
What did they say to Gideon?
他们对基甸说什么呢？
Gideon said to Gideon, what have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight with the Midianites?
我们看到这里，他们以法莲人对基甸说。你们去跟米甸人征战的时候，为什么没有召我们去？
Is this true?
这是真的吗？
Look at chapter 7 verse 24.
我们看第七章第二十四节。
Judges chapter 7 verse 24.
士师记第七章第二十四节。
Then Gideon sent messengers throughout all the mountains of Ephraim, saying, Come down against the Midianites and cease from the watering places as far as Bethbara and the Jordan, that all the men of Ephraim gather together and cease the watering places.As for as Bethbara and the Jordan, see right. Gideon also sent messenger out to them.
我们这里看到基甸也是有打发人到以法莲山。
But the problem is, you know, some of them went, but most of them did not go.
那他打发人到以法莲山地的时候，有一些人有去征战，但是大部分没有去。
But now they want the things that they did not work for.
但是现在他们却想要得到他们没有努力去
So that's why they say to Gideon
努力去 赢得的所以他们才对基甸说
Why have you done this to us?
你为什么这样对待我们呢
And they say they reprimand him sharply
所以这也就是说他们大大的争吵。
So you and I must be very careful.
所以我们必须要非常的小心。
Sometimes when we become lazy, right, to cultivate ourselves, to strengthen our faith.
有时候我们懒惰起来，没有去灵修的时候。
Then the second step, we become troublemaker in church.
我们会做的第二步就是在教会制造一些问题。
What do we mean troublemakers?
那我们制造问题是什么呢？
This means when whatever's going on in church.
就是不管教会里面发生什么事情。
Even though we are not here for prayer, even though we are not here for service, but when there's an opinion, we always say something that is, you know, that is causing division.
就是就算我们都没有来参加早祷会，也没有来参加聚会，但是每次教会有任何问题的时候，我们都有自己的意见，然后想要制造这个纷争。
So if we are like this, this means we are troublemakers.
所以如果我们是像这样子的话，我们就是制造问题的这些人。
And for sure, troublemakers could not inherit the heavenly kingdom.
那我们知道制造问题的这些人是不能继承天国。
So they should have gone to fight with Gideon during that time.
所以这个时候他们应该跟基甸一起去征战。
But they were not dare to do that.
但他没有同他去。
But thank God because Gideon had the wisdom to settle everything down.
但是感谢主，基甸有这个智慧，有让大家平静下来的方法。
So when a person is angry,
一个人生气的时候，
when a person is proud,
当一个人骄傲的时候，
what is the best thing to say to them for their anger to be subsided?
对他们说什么最好才能让他们气消呢？
You see what Gideon did, right?
我们看到基甸这里所做的。
So what Gideon puffed them up, right?
所以基甸就把他们捧起来。
Pretty much told them what they wanted to hear.
基本上基甸对他们说他们想听见的。
Because of this, they were so happy.
因为他们听了，他们就很高兴。
So here, what did Gideon say?
所以这里基甸说什么呢？
So he said to them, "What have I done now? Comparison with you."
所以基甸对他们说，我所行的岂能比你们所行的？
Actually, the reason that they want to cause problem to Gideon.
那我们这里知道说，以法莲人想要跟基甸这个找麻烦的的原因。
Because they are jealous of him.
因为他们嫉妒基甸。
Because they, you know, they felt that he has gained so much more than them.
因为他们觉得基甸拥有的比他们更多。
So because of this, that's why they want to cause trouble.
因为这样子他们才想要制造这个问题。
But Gideon was very smart.
但是基甸很聪明。
He said, "What I have done comparison to you?"
基甸说，我做的跟怎么可以跟你们相比呢？
Then he gave some example.
所以他就做一些例子。
Say, "Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abasa?"
他说，以法莲收取剩下的这些葡萄不强过这个亚比谢所摘的葡萄吗？
In other words, yes, I can have the whole vintage of grapes, but you know, whatever you collect from your vineyard, the smallest part is greater than what I have.
他说，就算我有自己的葡萄园，那不管有多大的葡萄园，你随便这个取下最小的葡萄都比我的还大。
And look at verse 3.
那我们看第三节。
God has delivered into your hands the prince of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison with you?
我们看第三节，他说神已经将米甸人两个首领俄利和西亚伯交在你们手中，我所能的岂比能所行的还更多呢？
So because of this, the anger subsided.
那因为他对以法莲人这样子说，他们的怒气就消了。
But you and I should not be the Ephraimites.
那所以第一，我们不能像以法莲人
causing problems among brothers and sisters,
在弟兄姐妹当中一直制造问题。
Especially when we feel, you know, that we, you know, something is unfair, so we cause problems.
尤其如果我们自己觉得什么东西不公平的话，我们就制造问题。
But second, when you and I deal with someone just like the Ephraimites,
但是第二，如果我们要跟像以法莲人的一样的人来相处的话，
we must humble ourselves.
我们必须谦卑下来。
If we don't humble ourselves, then on the end there can be a big fight.
如果我们不谦卑下来的话，到最后我们就会吵起架来。
Of course, we're not talking about the truth, right?
当然，我们现在不是在讲真理。
Even we talk about the truth, we must humble ourselves, but we must speak our minds to defend the truth.
就算我们在讲真理的话，我们也必须要谦虚。但是如果我们在讲真理的话，我们必须立场站好。
But in everything else,
但是在其他事情上
，If someone really are troublemakers,
如果有些人真的是喜欢制造问题的
，We must have patience to deal with them.
我们必须要有耐心来跟他们相处。
We must as wise as serpent, gentle as a dove.
我们必须像这个蛇一样的有智慧一样的灵巧，跟这个鸽子一样善良。
Even though we don't want people to take advantage of us,
因为虽然我们不想要其他人来利用我们，
but at the same time we must be gentle.
但是同时我们必须要温和。
Then you can see because of this, They didn't fight one another.
那我们看到，因为基甸这样子回答，他们就没有来争吵。
So you see, Gideon, he was truly right a peacemaker among his brethren.
所以我们看到，基甸真的是一个在他弟兄当中，的这制造和平的人。
What happened if Gideon got upset?
那我们看到，如果基甸生气了起来的话呢
？He said, "I did send messenger to the mountain Ephraim."
就是他跟以法莲人说，我已经有打发人去叫你们。
But you guys are too lazy to come out and fight.
但是你们太懒惰，不想出来打仗。
Now you want the spoil that we have for yourself.
但是现在我们打赢了仗，你们就想来跟我们来吵这个战机。
If Gideon say that, it would be a big fight.
如果基甸是这样子跟他们说，他们就会打起仗来。
How do we know?
那我们怎么知道呢
？Because in Judges chapter 12.
因为在士师记第十二章。
Judges chapter 12.
士师记第十二章。
You can see the Ephraimites, right? Really, the character is so bad.
我们可以看到以法莲人他们的这个人格是非常的差。
Maybe because they are bigger than everybody else, right? The tribe is bigger than everybody else.
或许是因为他们的这个支派起。比其他人的还要更大。
Look at Judges verse 12.
我们看士师记第十二章第一节。
Then the men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over toward Zephon, and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon, and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you with fire." Wow, you see how evil they are, right?
所以我们看到以法莲人是多么的邪恶。
So again, they came to blame.On Jephthah, that he did not call them to fight against the Midianites.
所以我们看到这里，他们又跑到这个耶法所耶和他这里来跟他们控告他没有招他们去打仗。
Not only that.
不只是这样子。
They also say we will burn your house down on you with fire.
他们还对他说，我们必用火烧你和你的房屋。
What kind of brethren is this?
这是。哪一种弟兄啊
？This is their own, you know, their own brethren, their own people.
他是对自己的这些兄弟来这样子说。
Wow, how can the Ephraimite say to his fellow brethren, "I will burn your house down with you inside of it"?
以法莲人怎么有办法对他们自己的兄弟说，我要用火烧你和你的房屋
？But this time they say to the wrong person.
可是这时候他们恐吓错人。
What happened with Jephthah this time?
那这里耶弗他。做了什么呢
？I see Jephthah just lost his own daughter, right?
那我们看到在
his only daughter that he has.
刚好在这个时间的时候，耶弗他刚失去了他自己的女儿，他的独生女。
So Jephthah was not in a good mood.
所以这时候耶弗他的情绪非常的差。
So because of this, he did not deal shrewdly, just like Gideon did.
所以因为这样子，他跟这个以法莲人在对话的时候。就没有跟基甸一样灵巧。
So when he heard the Ephraimite say, "I will burn you and your house together,"
所以当他听到以法莲人对他说，我们要用火烧你和你的房屋。
But what did Jephthah say?
那耶弗他对他们说什么呢
？Look in verse 2.
我们看第二节。
And Jephthah said to them, "My people and I were in great struggle with the people of Ammon, and when I called you, you did not deliver me out of their hands."
耶弗他对他们说，我和我的民与亚门人大大争战，我招你们来，你们竟没有来救我们，我脱离他们的手。
I'm sure Jephthah was not lying.
那我确定这个耶弗他并不在这里没有说谎。
Because this is the character of the Ephraimites.
因为以法莲人的个性就是这样子。
From the book of Joshua to the book of Judges, they've always been very lazy.
从约书亚记一直到士师记，他们总是非常的懒惰。
So that's why Jephthah said to them, "Look, my people, right?" And I went great struggle.
所以耶弗他还会对他说，我和我的民与亚门人大大征战。
But when I call you, you don't come and help us.
但是我招你们来的时候，你们竟没有来救我们。
Then look at verse 3.
那我们看第三节。
So when I saw that you would not deliver me, I took my life in my hands and crossed over again the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hands. Why have you come up to me this day to fight against me? So.Jephthah is being really honest to him.
所以我们看第三节，他继续说的时候，耶弗他对他是就直说直话。
Yes, we call you to fight with us.
我们有叫你们来跟我们一起征战。
But you did not want to fight with us.
但是你不想要来跟我们一起同战。
So because of this, we went there and risked our lives to fight against the Ammonites.
因为你们不来帮我们，我们就只好拼我们自己的命去跟亚门人征战。
Then you ask him, then why do you come and say such things to us?
那他就继续跟他们说，那我们都已经这么做，你们怎么还要来攻打我们呢？
Look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
Now Jephthah gathered together all the men of Galaad and fought against Ephraim. And the men of Galaad defeated Ephraim because they said, your Galaadites are fugitive of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manasseh. Verse 6.
第六节。
Then they would say to him, they said, Sembalat. And they would say, Sembalat. For he could not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him at the foot of the Jordan. There fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites. You know, if you're going to be a tough guy and cause trouble, at least you're a good fighter, right?
那如果你是喜欢一个制造问题的人，那你至少要也要成为一个，你应该自己是一个强盛的人才敢这么做。
But look at the Ephraimites.
但我们看以法莲人。
And one day, 42,000 people die.
他们在一天内就死了42,000人。
Even though they go and they always try to, you know, cause trouble, people beat them up, burn their house, but on the end, they didn't really know how to fight. Why? Because even the tribe, right, of the Galaad killed 42,000 of them.
那我们看到，虽然他们总是去找其他人的麻烦，一直制造一些问题，但他们自己却一点都不会打仗，因为这里看到连基甸人他们自己去跟他们征战的时候，就把他们杀了40,000多人。
So what does this mean?
所以这是代表什么呢？
If we are just like the Ephraimites,
如果我们跟以法莲人一样，
yes, we'll cause trouble in church, we'll cause problems among brothers and sisters.
是的，我们在教会里面会制造一些问题，在弟兄姐妹当中会一直制造纷争。
But on the end,
但是到最后的时候，
God will not be with us.
神就不与我们同在。
But it will be with the people we're causing trouble with.
神会与这些我们去找麻烦的人同在。
Then what happened on the end to us?
那到最后我们的结局是什么呢？
Sometimes spiritually we die.
有时候在灵里我们就死了。
Why? Because if we cause trouble among brothers and sisters and something happened and God is not on our side, and then it's very easy to lose our faith.
因为如果我们在弟兄姐妹当中一直制造问题，那神又不与我们同在，反而跟我们去找麻烦的这些人同在，到最后结束的时候，我们可能就失去自己的信仰。
That's why in the book of Revelation.
所以在启示录里面
，the tribe of Ephraim was not there.
以法莲支派才没有在这个名单中。
Because all they do complain.
因为他们所做的只是一直抱怨。
Not only complain, but also they were lazy.
不止抱怨，但他们又懒惰。
Not only that, but they go around causing trouble among the brothers and sisters.
他们不止懒惰，但是他们又跑到弟兄姐妹当中一直制造问题。
So because of this, on the end, the whole tribe got wiped out.
那因为这样子，到最后这整个支派就消失了。
So you and I must learn from this tribe.
所以我们必须从他们学习。
Make sure we are not the one always complaining.
我们要小心，我们不是每次都是在抱怨的那个人。
Make sure we are not the one so lazy in our faith.
我们要小心，我们不是那个在信仰里面非常懒惰的人。
But make sure we don't go around and causing trouble among brothers and sisters.
我们要小心自己不是那个总是在弟兄姐妹当中一直制造问题的那个人。
If we have this kind of attitude, there's no way God gonna fight for us.
因为如果我们有这种态度，神绝对不会跟我们一起征战。
If especially when we go against brothers and sisters.
尤其如果我们在对付弟兄姐妹的时候。
If God is on their side.
如果神在他们那一边。
Then God will not be on our side.
神就不会跟我们同一边。
And because of this, you and I will lose, especially those of us who are troublemakers.
那如果是这样子的话，我们一定会战败，尤其那些如果我们是一直制造问题的这些人。
Look at Moses, Miriam, and Aaron.
如果我们看摩西、米利安跟亚伦。
Remember in the book of Numbers, right? Miriam and Aaron went against Moses.
我们记得在民数记的时候，亚伦跟米利安去对付摩西。
They say many things about him.
他们就说了他很多坏话。
But Moses did not say one word.
但是摩西却一句话都没有说。
But what side was God on?
但是神在谁的哪一边呢？
Not with Aaron and Miriam.
神没有站在亚伦跟米利安的那一边。
Because Aaron and Miriam, the one was causing trouble.
因为亚伦跟米利安是在那里制造问题的人。
So that's why for Moses.
所以我们看到摩西。
He just kept quiet.
他就在那里保持安静。
And then God caused a leprosy came upon Miriam.
那神就让米利安得这个大麻风。
And after that, that's the first time that Moses spoke.
那米利安得大麻风之后，摩西才开始说话。
Is to pray for his sister Miriam not to die from leprosy.
所以他开口说的第一句话就是为他的姐姐来祷告，所以他不会从大麻风死亡。
We should be the peacemaker in church.
所以我们在教会必须是要做这个和平者，
not troublemaker.
不是制造问题的人。
If we're the troublemaker in church, sooner or later, God will fight against us.
如果我们总是在教会制造问题， 到最后神也会来对付我们。
When God fight against us,
如果神要来攻打我们，
then you and I cannot win.
我们永远赢不了。
If we cannot win, then we will fall from the grace of God.
我们赢不了的话，我们就会失去这个神的怜悯。
So don't be an Ephraimite.
所以我们不要像以法莲人一样。
As our eyes sing one hymn.
我们一起来唱一首赞美
诗。
492首。
492首。We know the journey to the heavenly kingdom is not an easy path to reach.
我们知道往天国的这个道路并不是非常的简单。
That's why this is a time of peace.
所以我们知道这现在才是这个和平的时候。
You and I should continue to cultivate ourselves.
所以在这和平的时候，我们必须继续的来修养自己。
But cultivate ourselves, we cannot be lazy.
但是我们在修养自己的时候不能懒惰。
Just like to kneel down to pray half an hour a day is not an easy thing to do.
就好像跪下祷告每天祷告30分钟到一个小时，并不是简单的一件事情。
But we must train ourselves.
但是我们必须来训练自己。
If we continue to train ourselves to pray in half an hour is nothing.
如果我们训练自己来每天祷告半个小时到一个小时，到最后就不是那么困难。
Just like the young brother and young sisters.
就好像这些年轻的弟兄姐妹。
You know, for the last 4 or 5 days, we pray at least maybe 60 minutes, right, a day.
那我们每天至少要祷告60分钟。
But many of them are suffering, right?
但是他们有好多个都在受苦。
Every time they pray up to 5 minutes later, look at the clock, right?
他们祷告每次过了五分钟之后就想要看时钟。
And some young brother go to the bathroom 4 or 5 times in a prayer.
有些年轻的小弟兄一次祷告会去上厕所4-5次。
Of course, because praying for that 30 minutes is very difficult.
那当然这是因为祷告这30分钟是非常的困难。
But why is this so difficult for them?
但是为什么这对他们来说是这么
难呢？ Because maybe for 360 days, they never pray more than half an hour a day at home.
因为可能在这个一年360天当中，他们在家里从来没有祷过超过30分钟。
So for them to come to pray all 1 hour a day.
所以让他们来到这里，每天要祷告超过一个小时
，is very difficult.
是非常困难。
So that's why we as parents.
所以身为父母
，of course the student speech convocation only 4.5 days.
当然，这个学生联会才4.5天的时间而已。
But the 360 days when we are at home.
但是我们在家的这360天
we must train him how to pray.
我们必须训练我们的小孩要怎么
祷告。We must train him how to read.
我们必须训练我们的小孩怎么
读圣经。If not, when there's time to fight battles, they can never handle it.
如果不训练的话，当他们要去征战的时候，他们就没有办法。
If we can even kneel down for half an hour to pray every day, then how can we fight against the fiercest enemy, which is Satan?
他们就没有办法征战。如果我们连30分钟的祷告跟读圣经都没有办法做到，我们怎么有办法对付我们最可怕的这个敌人撒旦呢？
Then we become like the Ephraimites.
那我们就会可能跟以法莲人一样。
We know we are great people.
我们知道自己是伟大的人。
We know there's great land to inherit.
我们知道有很大的土地要继承。
But we're just too lazy to do it.
但是我们却太懒惰了，不想去做。
And because of this, we will complain.
但是因为这样子，我们就会想要抱怨。
And because of this, we'll go around and cause trouble.
那因为我们要抱怨，所以我们就会到处去走，去制造麻烦。
But if we do all these things,
但是如果我们做了这些呢？
Then on the end,
那最后
God will wipe our name out of the book of life.
神也会把我们的名从这个生命册当中抹
掉。Just like He did for the tribe of the Ephraimites.
就好像以法莲支派人一样。
So may God continue to strengthen us and always give us the wisdom, always to cultivate ourselves.
所以愿神继续赐给我们力量。那也给我们能力，能够一直来灵修自己。
Now let's come up and pray together.
我们去到前面来祷告。
And we ask the ministers to lay hands on us.
我们也请所有的圣职人员来为我们按手。
For those of us who want to receive blessing and lay on hands, please come up and pray.
那些想要接受祝福跟这个按手祷告的，请到前面来。
Please come up and pray together.
我们一起到前面来祷告。